Pepo Royale. Pepo is royal.
It's all about royalty.
The trans people are that royal.
Remember, we are loyal.
Nothing for us without us.
This is about us.
Love us just the way we are.
This is who we are.
We love who we are.
This is the time to speak.
This is the time to be heard.
Time for trans people to be heard.
This is Pepo Royale.
Hi, I'm Tanag. Welcome to another episode of the Pepo Royale podcast. We amplify transgender voices on this platform by sharing personal, intriguing, and inspiring real-life experiences by the transgender community in Zimbabwe. In this episode, we share a story from Dalin, a trans woman who went through a series of life events that shaped her to be a resilient woman that she is today. Listen to her story.
My name is Dalin. I am 22 years old, transgender female, born in a family of four. I am a motivational speaker that makes people of my kind energetic. I believe I am a strong, powerful, passionate, and anything that passes through my hands turns to prosper. My birth story was unique. My mother was hoping for a baby girl so much so that she named me Dalin after my grandmother. To her surprise, I came into the world as Dalin the girl in a boy's body. Despite my private parts, when everyone saw a girl. My mannerism, the way I spoke, I would also be told how cute or beautiful I am, which only made me happy as I felt like they could see the person I truly am. I grew up loving to play with girls, and as of now, I also dress like a girl, showcasing myself in a feminine way, which is the perfect way of identifying myself. The time came where Zimbabwe started to get hard. The economy was falling and unemployment was increasing to an extent that my loving mother, the one who understood me, had to leave the country in search of greener pastures in the United Kingdom. Mother left me with my father and his stepwife. That is when life became even more difficult. It started with my stepmother insulting me for my feminine. Then the insults turned into physical beatings. Every day I would endure emotional and physical abuse, but I had no one to talk to, nobody who would listen in a country that did not understand that transgender and intersex persons exist and need to be recognized as any other gender or human being. Stepmother threatened to stop taking care of me if I did not change. I tried to act masculine as they wanted, but nothing changed. My feminine would still show even if I tried. That is because that is who I am. It's not easy to be raised by parents who does not understand your flaws. I wish there was a law to protect us from this human degradation, feeling hopeless and added to their physical and emotional abuse. One hell of a night, I had a misunderstanding with my stepmother. As a revenge, she dragged me to the police camp. She ordered them to beat me up. Her accusation was my femininity, saying I needed to be straightened up. Again, because the police were not sensitized on what it means to be a transgender, they saw me at fault for being unique and followed her instructions. There was a young child in her teens, helpless against a group of men who were taking turns to hit me until my stepmother felt that it was enough. The horrors I experienced were too much. And I would constantly ask myself why I was born like this. Would I ever get accepted and loved one day? Years passed after sitting for my grade 7 examinations. My father surrendered me to his mom, my grandma, so that could take care of me. I did my secondary education under the custody of my grandmother. Life was not the same without the presence of my mother. I did not have any communication with her that I could tell her the whole situation, how abusive the environments were. At school, the situation was almost the same, whereby I faced discrimination, abuse, facing body shaming from all angles. I just thank the Lord that despite all these challenges, I managed to grind through on my mother's end. She eventually managed to settle roots in the UK, and she wanted to invite me so I stay with her, away from all the horrors I had faced among people who did not understand me. I said to myself, finally, freedom is around the corner. But alas, a year later, my mother died in the United Kingdom. When she was about to take me, another door of opportunity had closed. I mourned the death of my loving mother, who struggled for me to have a better life with her one day. I continued staying with my grandmother up until I met this guy whom I started dating after the horrors I had faced. I thought I had found love, someone to confide in, and I feel protected by. However, my partner became abusive and controlling. It got worse to a point where I decided to end it. To which he said that if I break up with him, he is going to expose that we are dating to my family and the community. They discriminated me because of my gender identity, but did not know if I was romantically involved with anyone. This was worse, and I could not imagine the hate crime I could face just for being outed by the lover. Still, my peace of mind was more important than his threats. So I broke up with him. I could not take the intimacy, partner violence, and more. True to his word, one afternoon I arrived home from school only to find my family waiting to address me, my lover next to them. They took out packs of lubricating that I used during intercourse and said, "Deline, is this what you've been up to? You need to get arrested." Funny enough, they allowed my boyfriend the one who had outed me, to walk free, but focused their attention on me. I, the feminine, looking one, had seduced my ex, so I was the one who deserved to be punished, which was a lie. This man had asked me out, pursued me, and in my longing for love, I had agreed to date him. He had even refused to end the relationship. And when it ended, decided to humiliate me in revenge. That was unacceptable and unfair. But as a vulnerable trans woman in a community that stigmatized us, who could I go to for help? My grandmother summoned my uncle to beat me up until I was bruised and bleeding. He then took me to the police station. Surprisingly, the police did not lay a finger on me. I had bruises all over, and they did not place any charges against me. That was a traumatic experience that ended up. I had been protected by the Zimbabwe police from further harm, despite the hurt, crime I had experienced from my ex and my family. I arrived back home and immediately packed all my belongings in search for safer shelter anywhere. But this, I had survived possible death by beating, and I was not going to allow it again. I found temporary job that allowed me to save enough to start a small business. At first, it was difficult, but things got easier to a point where my cosmetic business started to generating profit and customers started to increase. Things got so good that even my family, who initially discriminated me, started to look for me, and I ended up even helping out with some of the finance they needed in emergency. That increased all they respected and value me. Today I feel liberated, a proud trans woman who endured a harsh childhood growing up, misunderstood, losing a mother, being abused by a close relative, even facing intimate partner violence from someone I trusted. But through it all, I trusted God to protect and strengthen me. I go to witness the police defending me even when my family had neglected me. I hope that one day transgender and intersex persons will be protected by the law. With our gender being recognized, this will help increase our safety, reduce hurt, crime, and encourage us to report abuse better. A law that recognizes us will also help to improve our lives, reduce stigma we face when we seek employment or try to contribute better to our families and communities.
It's very heartbreaking when family members are the ones who are at the forefront perpetrating hatred against the trans and intersex persons. Delene faced all this abuse at the hands of her family, a unit that is supposed to be the first port of call for safety for anyone. However, for Delene, it was actually a dangerous zone. Delene also talks about how her boyfriend started blackmailing her and even had her arrested. This is not the first incident where transgender women are abused by their partners, because in previous episodes we have highlighted how intimate partner violence is very high within the trans community in Zimbabwe, and this calls for a collective approach from stakeholders to address this challenge. And as we get into 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, it's very important we highlight how transgender and intersex persons are also suffering at the hands of their partners, and use the period to call for an end to violence against trans women and girls. In order to survive, Darlene had to leave home and fend for herself. Now, this homelessness for trans and intersex persons is high in Zimbabwe, and many times it's unreported or undocumented. Trans and intersex persons are not directly protected within the country's laws, and this makes it challenging for the community to have support from government institutions like police stations. Even though efforts have been made to sensitize various stakeholders, there is need for laws that compel these institutions to be inclusive, regardless of one's gender. On that note, in commemoration of Trans Awareness Week, observed from the 13th to the 19th of November, we leave you listening to poems in honor of trans voices in our local vernacular languages from Mabolo. The Awareness Week honors the memory of transgender people whose lives were lost in acts of anti-transgender violence. We would like to thank various stakeholders for their support in producing this episode: Frida Fund, Children's Radio Foundation, Transmart Trust, and ARASA. If you are an NGO, corporate, or philanthropist, we encourage you to get involved and reach out to us. Don't forget to follow us and contact us on our social media platforms, on Facebook and on Instagram. We are at Papal Royal Podcast. I'm your host, Tanaka. Thank you for listening and sharing this podcast with your networks. Until next time, take care.
But why? I ask, but why? Andina mfaro. Tinodawo kubatsirwawo ndigone kuva nechimiro chandinoda semunhurume ari mandiri. Ko zvandiri munhu wani. Nhasi ndinosvora zuva randakaberekwa. Ringadai rakavhara chibereko chamai vangu. Ndisingaone nhamo yandiri kuona. Ndingori waisi namufudzi. Vana chiremba nanamukoti vanondishoropodza. Hanzi Mashura, munhukadzi ari kuda kuzvichinja kuita munhurume, nyika yakuenda kumawere. Mitengo yemishonga yekuti ndiumbe wamuviri wangu kuti ndive murume aichatengeke. Kwainga makavimbisa wani vanhu kuti muchabetsera munhu wese? Ko ini hamundionewo here? Taurai neni mundinzwisisewo, ndigone kwawo semurume pane vamwe varume.